You are watching a master at work.
Truth Nation, get ready for the greatest 60 minutes in radio. Giving you his authentic and bold opinions. Bringing you all the information, entertainment, and conversations you gotta hear. From local issues to trending topics and headline news, it is time for Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, 1017thetruth.com, and streaming live on YouTube. Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, here is your award-winning host, Kyle Wallace.
It is Truth to Power here on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. I am your host, the Truth to Power, Kyle Wallace, and I'm coming to you live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. This will be the greatest 60 minutes in radio. You can call in and text in to today's show at 833-212-1017. Again, the Truth Talking text line is 833-212-1017. As always, you can watch and stream the greatest 60 minutes in radio by going to 1017 The Truth on YouTube. That's 1017 The Truth on YouTube. You can give us a like, you can give us a share, you can give us a subscribe, so you do not miss any of Truth to Power or any of your favorite award-winning 1017 The Truth shows. Shout out to DJ Brother Z holding it down on the ones and the twos. And shout out to you, Truth Nation. All right, Truth Nation. Well, you know, this is going to be a show. This is going to be a show. And we're going to talk about a lot of different things. But my first thoughts is I got to get something off my chest and off my mind. That's just what I have to do. So buckle up, and I apologize in advance. But hey, Truth Nation, my name is Kyle Wallace, and I need to be vulnerable. I don't know how to grieve. I don't. And listen, full transparency. I haven't mentally been struggling because I'm good. I'm solid. I have a great family. But I'll say this, Truth Nation, as those who are listening, is that I feel like as a black man, I struggle with the inability to feel sometimes. I struggle with the inability to allow myself to feel sad. Now, let me explain what this is. And those who come chime in, but what is he talking about? Truth Nation, over the weekend, I lost a good friend over the weekend. Suddenly, somebody, when I say good friend, I mean somebody who I literally text on Thursday night. Somebody who I probably, you know, I got a lot of good friends. I'm going to my bachelor party this weekend. We're going to turn up and have a good time. And I listen, 15 people I'm going to bachelor party with, I love dearly and enjoy dearly, but I haven't known most of them as long as I knew this young lady. I've known her since I was 4 years old. A good friend of mine was going to be coming to my wedding. A good friend of mine that I was in a group chat with suddenly passed away. No health complications or nothing like that. Just, you know, stuff happens in life. And I realized, Truth Nation, is that in these last couple of days, I don't think I know how to grieve. And I think a lot of times as black men, I don't know if we feel this sense of, I don't know, shame when it comes to grieving. And over these last couple of days, I've realized why Homer Blow always says, I love you. He always says, I love you. Before he leaves, you know, we talk, I love you. He always says that. And now as I get older, and now actually when I hear him say it, because as I get older, I start saying I love you more to my friends. But growing up, let's be honest, I'll be very transparent. This is not homophobic. This is just how I grew up. I'm a millennial. And, you know, saying I love you back in 2004, they say no homo, or they say that's gay. Now, again, that was back then. This is 20 years from them now. And times have changed. Things have changed. Mentality has changed. But I will say is that, you know, I still have some of those remnants of feeling awkward when I tell another man I love you. You know what I'm saying? Like, it feels kind of odd sometimes, but I realize the importance of it, Truth Nation. Yeah, I love that too. But I mean, I think love and I love you is two different things. And I think about Truth Nation is that I was in shock this weekend, but I feel bad, right? I feel bad because I keep telling myself I'm not the only one who has lost a friend suddenly. I feel bad that I feel sad. Like, I try to pick myself up and say, well, damn it, Kyle, you ain't the only one that ever had to deal with this. People deal with loss all the time. What makes you special? And you realize at a certain point, as a black man, we have not been given space, right, through society. And this isn't everybody's realization. But I would say for a lot of the millennials who are listening, I would say for a lot of the Gen Xers who are listening, I would even say for the baby boomers that are listening, and for sure the generation, the silent generation who is listening, as black men, we didn't have space to really grieve or feel sad. And I remember listening to a song that I love. It's called Father Time by Kendrick Lamar. And he said in there is that my father's mother passed away. And I asked him why he didn't take time to grieve. He said, tears ain't going to pay these bills. And I just think about the fact that I feel like as black men, we struggle with the understanding of how to cope, because we think coping makes us weak. And throughout our entire lives, again, at least for me, is that one thing that you didn't want to be is weak. One thing you didn't want to be is taken advantage of. Being weak makes you feel less than. And I know I'm not weak, but I can't seem to shake this shame of feeling sad from this loss that I'm dealing with. When I say, I mean, I'm talking about a friend who I've known since I was legitimately 4 years old, elementary school, after school program, somebody one of my longest friends I've been with, gone, just like that, like literally, just like that. And I feel like overall, is that when I think about the state of Milwaukee and I think about the state of trauma that we go through in this city, I think about the fact that, you know, maybe that plays into a role of why we have to harden ourselves so much as African-American men. And I don't know if we realize how much society has messed with black men and our emotions until you struggle with grieving and not knowing how. Listen, I don't know how to grieve. I don't know how to properly be like, oh, man, yeah, like I'm sitting here. Everybody, you good? I'm straight. Like, what can I say? I'm like, hell, what am I supposed to do? I'm going to cry all damn day? No, I can't do that. What is that going to do? Somebody said, well, why don't you take some time off from work? I said, for what? What that going to do for me? Ain't going to bring my friend back. Ain't going to give me what's going to have me just mope all day? No, keep my mind going. But you know what? The problem is that I feel like as black men and maybe black people, I know I might be speaking out of turn, is that I just don't feel like we know how to cope. But I will say this, Truth Nation, is that I am happy that things are changing, at least for a little bit for my generation, definitely for Gen Z, is that I feel like we're a little bit more in tune with our emotions. I think we're a little bit okay with saying I love you. I think we're a little bit more okay with therapy. I think we're a little bit more okay with recognizing that things aren't always okay, and that's okay. I think we're a little bit more okay with seeking help. Now, we're clearly not there. And I know I'm not. And I know majority of my friends are not. I think we silently still live our lives in our own sadness. But this one right here for me, Truth Nation, is that I struggle. I struggle with the fact that I'm 30 years old and I don't know how to cope. And I feel like I'm not the only black man that struggles with this. But again, when I think about the future that comes after me, and as I, you know, if I do become father of children and young men, you know, I will have to alter some of the things that were passed on to me or taught to me. I will have to shake some of that to allow for my kids to be able to feel their feelings. You know, their mama gonna let them definitely feel their feelings. She gonna talk about feeling feelings. I'm still working on feeling them damn feelings. But again, I just. As I'm going through this, it makes me really think about why we as black men have to struggle through this and why we have always had to been so strong, and how this is generational trauma that was passed down of having to be the backbone. And good, black women, listen, black women, they're really the backbone, but black men have to be the strong leaders in the household. The guiders, the one people depend on. People don't really check on us like that. And so when my friend called me to check on me a little bit, I realized that that was a positive step in the right direction for we as a community. But again, maybe I'm talking out of turn, Truth Nation, but, you know, if you are a black man or just a person who is also feeling what I'm feeling, 833-212-1017. Because I never forget when I worked at Marquette University, and they had the MPS had the Black and Latino Male Achievement Initiative or group that they had. And I would never forget sitting in this circle with these kids. And they remember, these are all teenagers. These are all high school students from freshman year to senior year. And at one of the things at the table that the person who was moderating this conversation overall, everybody at the table, they would state something and we would discuss it. They said, raise your hand if you've lost a loved one or a friend to gun violence. And what got me, Truth Nation, is that I didn't raise my hand at the table. And at that time, I was probably 28 years old. I didn't raise my hand at that table. But every single teenager that was at that table raised a hand to either knowing somebody who has become a victim and died to gun violence, who was a family member or was a friend. And it shook me a little bit because I've known people who have been shot before. But I've never lost a loved one to gun violence before. Thank God. But seeing these kids who were 14, 15, 16, 17, and 18 live an experience of trauma at that young age, it made me realize the dire issues that we had in our community, but also had those young men who I was talking to, have they been properly taught how to cope? Because I know I hadn't been properly taught how to cope, but have these young men been properly taught how to cope? How to grieve, how to feel their feelings? How do these young men who have to deal with just traumatic instances in their lives, have they been given the right resources and the right help to be able to properly move on? I don't know. And so as I go through my personal, you know, grief, it makes me think about the greater society as a whole is how hard it is to be a black man. And when I say that, and trust me, black women got it hard, really hard. But I think about how hard it is a black man because of so many obstacles that you have to overcome and barriers you have to overcome. And just truly people looking at you a certain way because of your skin color, the way that you talk, or the way that you carry yourselves, and they're instantly judging you. Instantly. But then you have to deal with the own pressure that we put on one another to be strong, to not be sad, to not cry, to not show weakness. Like my girl, she'd be like, Kyle, it's okay to feel your feelings. And I'm like, baby, I'll be good. I'll be straight. Well, she said, make sure you feel. I said, I'm going to feel the best way I can. But the problem is unfortunately, Truth Nation, again, at 35, almost 36 years old, I don't think I know how to feel. I don't think I know how to feel. So Truth Nation, I just felt like, you know, it was something that was on my mind when I talk about emotions. And saying I love you is something that is so important. It's so important. And black people recognize, and specifically black men, we recognizing that it's okay to have emotions. It's okay to be sad. It's okay to go to therapy. It's okay to, you know, take medication. Like, that stuff is okay. Because the most important thing is our happiness and us feeling whole and us feeling good about ourselves. And when you have to keep all this stuff in for so long, you don't know how it's going to come out. I think I'm straight. I think I'm good. I would say I'm mentally straight. But hell, I don't know. Heck, I the saddest thing for me is when I remember having a conversation in my 20s and my friend was telling me how in your 30s, a lot of times is when some of that mental suppression and some of the things you suppress and some of that mental illness stuff starts showing this ugly head. And I've experienced that before with people I know. And I just think about the importance of getting some type of help and getting some type of assistance. But I don't know, Truth Nation. It was on my mind, and through my sorrow and my sadness and my grief, I thought about, damn, this is messed up that I feel this way, and I know black men feel this way. We don't feel like we have a lot of outlets. Like, we don't have people we can talk to. And the one thing with the radio that I do feel that is a lot of people who do this talk radio thing, a lot of us use this as our outlet now. Luckily for me, I have an outlet. My family is always listening to anything I have to say. I'm blessed and fortunate to, my lady will sit down with me and hear me complain for an hour. Hell, we was going back and forth this morning about these teachers. I'll talk about the teachers again tomorrow because it looks like I done ruffled some feathers. Thanks to the clip DJ Brother Z clipped. Great clip. I don't ruffle some feathers of the teachers. People mad at me, calling me out because of a clip. But it's how I feel. But I have people that I can talk to, and I just feel bad for those who don't. So 833-212-1017, Truth Nation. I just felt like, you know, you don't realize how much society has messed with us black folks until you realize you're struggling with grieving. And not knowing how. You know how hard it is to say, damn, I shouldn't cry or I can't cry. I got to hold this in because that makes me softer. What the hell is crying going to do? Y'all know how difficult that is mentally for folks? And again, I'm not the only one. I am not the only one. So that's why, you know, as black men, I don't have all the answers. I don't have any answer, matter of fact, because I'm an incomplete being myself. But if you are somebody listening right now and you struggling with something or you thinking about some grief, I'm going to give you advice that I can't take, but definitely let it go. Ain't nobody judging you because it's not about comparing ourselves to others. That was one of the biggest things that was told to me is that, Kyle, you can't compare your situation to other people's situation. That's not fair to you. You can't feel bad because somebody else is going through something and you can't feel for them. Like, yeah, we feel sad when people go through loss, but we can't feel for them. I feel terrible when other people I know lose loved ones and I don't cry. I feel sad, but I'm like, I don't know what to say. I don't know what to do. I hate the fact that I have to feel it myself in order for me to get emotional. I hate that. But don't be like me. Don't compare yourself to others in your grieving and make you feel bad. Make yourself feel bad for feeling sad and force yourself not to let it out. So Truth Nation, I'm just here to say again, I'm a grown ass man who doesn't know how to grieve. And hopefully we black men will at some point learn how to. This is Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace. I see your texts. I see y'all on YouTube. I appreciate y'all on YouTube. Again, I love my friend. I'll miss my friend. I'm still in shock. I don't think I'll ever get over it. This one's tough. This wasn't tough. And even when I'm saying this, I'm thinking about, well, I mean, a lot of people deal with this. Y'all figured out how to get over it. I'll figure out how to get over it, but I have to. You know, one day me and many other black men, maybe we'll come together and have a conversation about our feelings and have a conversation about grieving and have a conversation about coping. And how can we allow the next generation of young black men to come up to be okay with feeling their feelings, but also be strong black kings? Is that let them know that being sad and grieving does not make you not a strong black king. Having emotions and having feelings doesn't mean you're not a strong black king. It means you're normal. It means you're human. But it's Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace. When we come back, we will talk about Tony Evers' tax plan. It sounds like the Democrats are upset about something. I don't even understand. We're about to get $300 to $600 in tax money, and some people mad about it. I'll talk about that next.
Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace returns after this on 1017 The Truth app, and streaming live on 1017 The Truth on YouTube. You are listening to Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace on 1017 The Truth and The Truth app. Catch Truth to Power every weekday from noon to 1 p.m.
American Family Insurance is a proud sponsor of the award-winning 1017 The Truth. For almost 100 years, they've been committed to helping families protect what matters most: your home, your vehicle, and the dreams you have been building every single day. And if you're part of the Truth audience, you already know you work hard for yours. That's why having the right protection in place matters. American Family helps you stay ready for whatever life brings so you can focus on moving forward. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly with American Family Insurance. Get a quote or find an agent today by visiting amfam.com today. That's amfam.com today. American Family Insurance. Gotta love it. It is Truth to Power here on the award-winning 1017 The Truth. I'm your host, the Truth to Power, Kyle Wallace. You can watch the stream live on YouTube by going to 1017 The Truth on YouTube. But Truth Nation, off the top today, I told y'all, we finna get some refund checks coming back from the government. Some stimmies, I guess. But some people mad. I'll tell you why.
Y'all know what time it is. It's time for Off the Top on Truth to Power. Kyle, let Truth Nation know what you got to get off your chest today.
Truth Nation, like I said, we about to get $300 to $600 back worth of tax relief. If you filed your taxes in 2024, you could see $300 in tax relief coming back to you. I'm excited, but for some reason, some people are mad about it. I don't get it. Some people are upset and mad about it. If you're a jointly filed, you and your wife, you and your husband, you and your whatever y'all call, if you file jointly, you can get $600 back. But if you file individually like myself, you get at least $300 back. That's what they're saying. If this bill does pass, Tony Evers. And it sounds crazy to me, but why in the world would somebody not be happy with this? I just don't understand why we live in this world where people have this mindset, either I want my way or I want nothing at all. Like, that makes no sense to me. Your way or nothing at all? Like, that's just not how life works. And again, I'm a big fan of finding common ground. That's the one thing I love is compromise. I never think that I should always get my way. I think that'd be crazy. Matter of fact, I don't like when people let me roll over them. I'm like, whoa, 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 whoa. You ain't got no ideas? You sure you don't want to do this? You want to do that? You ain't got nothing? No input? I'm big on compromise. Now, I like getting my way for the most part, but I like to compromise and hear some other people's ideas. And I like seeing when people have an idea and they realize that it is in the best interest of everybody to put everybody's ideas together and come up with the best solution. That is what America, that's what government should be about, is compromise. And seeing that our governor, Tony Evers, agreed to a bipartisan agreement with the Republican leaders to send tax relief back to Wisconsinites in the form of tax refunds, no tax on tips, and property tax relief, I can get on board on that. I think it's a good thing. It was announced yesterday that Evers and some of the leading Republicans in the state capitol are shifting $350 million in the state surplus to lower local school and technical college taxes. That's a good thing to me. This includes $300 million for schools and $50 million for technical colleges, alongside an additional $850 million in rebate checks. Yes, direct rebate checks coming back to us. Now, this deal specifically, it lowers the school portion of the property taxes collected, directing $300 million in state funds to school districts aiming to reduce the burden on local levies. So the same local tax levies you have heard me complain about, and I've seen a lot of y'all upset about with property taxes, guess what? Tony Evers and the leading Republicans came together and they said, all right, well, let's give tax relief. We heard Kyle Wallace on Truth to Power. Kyle Wallace and Tony Evers said, we got to do something about this. That's what happened, Truth Nation. They heard my show. They saw the clips. That's at least what I'm thinking in my head. Is that we complained about the fact that MPS asked for additional $250 million because they needed more money, and not saying that they still wouldn't have asked us for that money. But what I'm saying is that this is additional funding to help balance some of that. Now, this isn't the end-all, be-all. Is this enough funding? No, it's not enough funding. Obviously, we need more funding. They should have put more surplus money towards schools. But you ain't going to always get everything that you want. Now, anybody who pays property taxes, you will see something called the Technical College Tax Credit. Specifically here in Milwaukee, you will see the Milwaukee Area Technical College Tax Credit. It eats up about 3% of our tax bill. Well, the state is sending additional $50 million to these schools to hopefully take the burden off our shoulders a little bit. So this is why we should be applauding this. I don't get it. They're also eliminating state income tax on cash tips and overtime, which is designed to provide further financial relief to families. Now, again, when I look at this overtime conversation, that's cool. When I look at the tax on tips, I'm actually a firm believer in the fact that I don't believe in tipping. Like, I'll tip my 20%. I know some of y'all don't like to tip. But I'm a firm believer in tipping should be optional, and it should be simply on top of what you already make, like they do in other countries. Why is the burden put on me to pay your employees? Pay your employees your dang self, and then whatever tip I give is what I want to give. It shouldn't be on me to pay your employees, but that's a whole nother conversation and a whole nother story. I am not a fan of this tipping culture that we have. I think it's a ruse. I think it's a way to rob people. But anyways, at the end of the day, all this stuff sounds like a win for me. It sounds like a win for we the people. But for some reason, some of these Democrats is complaining. Again, maybe I... See, y'all, this is what people don't understand. This is why I love my show. People be like, oh, Kyle, you're a Democrat. Oh, you love the blue. Y'all vote blue most of the time. But they not above criticism. I believe they're the best alternative for we, the black community, to be able to succeed because they seem to be the only ones that actually care. But I still want to hold them accountable. And what sucks about all this is complaining is that they're not complaining because they think this is a bad deal, Truth Nation. They're not complaining because they think we got fleeced. No, 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 Truth Nation. Their complaining is because they feel like the Republicans are only now willing to negotiate with Tony Evers because they're afraid they're going to lose their power come November. That may well be true. They may lose their power come November. So what? But what I say to all the Democrats is that don't count your chickens before they hatch. There's no guarantees that you will be in full control. We should be happy whenever there's bipartisanship in Wisconsin. And now I understand the frustration that people have with Democrats sometimes and politicians sometimes, because it seems like ain't nobody ever going to be happy. And I get it. Y'all want to be part of the conversation. Oh, we want to be part of the conversation. But at the end of the day, if it's good for me in Milwaukee, if it's good for people across the state, we should be happy. But I hate the fact that these folks are complaining about this. We should be very, very happy that special education is getting a record level of funding. In what world is that a bad thing to see special education getting funding? We can't sit here for months and for years and complain about the lack of school funding our school districts have received over the last decade. And when they finally get funding, you get mad because it's not the perfect deal you wanted. I guess I just don't understand it. Right here in Milwaukee, we have a school district which is currently dealing with declining enrollment and higher cost of doing business. That's what MPS is dealing with. I literally had a conversation yesterday on my show about how MPS is going broke. Now, this won't make them not go broke, but this is an additional funding to alleviate some issues. Due to this potential agreement, if it gets signed into law, there's going to be an additional $302 million investment into school funding, per pupil funding, state aid programs that go out to different districts across the state. And guess what district is going to get a big piece of that pie? I don't know, the biggest school district in the state. So MPS wins from this. Because out of that $302 million, MPS is going to get a lot of that money. That's going to help us. That helps we. Again, yes, I was mad about my property taxes. Yes, I was mad about the referendum with MPS. Yes, I'm disappointed in the fact that MPS has some issues with their financials and they ended up overspending and now they have a budget deficit. But I'm also happy that MPS is going to get additional funding from the state. Don't let your desire for control to get in the way of what is best for Wisconsinites. Someone show me a better deal than what we're getting right now that both sides would agree to. I would love to see it. But instead, you got Democrats once again complaining. 833-212-1017. That is the Truth Talking text line. Again, I'll take your calls. I'll take your text. Somebody on the Truth Talking text line said $300. What a joke. What I mean, that's my thing. That's like when people was upset about the Trump fund and I think they give me, what, $1,000 when your kid is born? That's it? People get upset about the smallest stuff. Like, what, you want more than $300? Me too. But I'm going to be happy with my $300. Do I think it should be more? Of course. But I'm going to take my $300. And my girl going to take her $300. And guess what? We may be able to reinvest it or buy ourselves something nice. But 833-212-1017. Are you excited about your $300 tax relief if this bill does pass from Tony Evers and the Republican leaders in the state of Wisconsin? 833-212-1017. Are you happy that this could potentially help you relieve some of your property tax burden? 833-212-1017. Or if you're against this, like it seems like Marty is, at 1017 The Truth on YouTube, where you can stream us live. If you're mad about this and you don't think it goes far enough or you think $300 is enough, I want to hear from you again at 833-212-1017. Please, somebody tell me why this is a bad idea. I can be wrong. I don't know. This is just my thoughts and my opinions. This ain't the world thoughts and my opinions. But when I see this, I'm like, all right, this is good for the city of Milwaukee. That means for a lot of us who file taxes, we're going to get a little bit of money. That means for a lot of us that own a house, that means we're going to get a little bit of tax relief. I just understand why this is a bad thing. It may not be perfect, but it's better than nothing. 833-212-1017. I see your calls. I see your texts. Al, I see you got a lot to say. We'll get to you after the break. I see y'all on YouTube at 1017 The Truth on YouTube. Share your thoughts and share your opinions. Are you against them using the budget surplus from the state of Wisconsin to only give us $300 in tax relief? This is Truth to Power with Kyle Walls. I take your calls. I'll take your texts next.
More of Truth to Power is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. It is Truth to Power on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 1017 The Truth on YouTube.
Truth Nation, I just went to Big Frog this morning to pick up my bachelor party shirts. Yeah, I hooked my boys up with a bachelor party shirt. I think I'm going to show it to y'all tomorrow. It's super dope. They did a hell of a job. I looked at it. I said, "Ooh, that's clean. That's clean as a whistle." And that's exactly what you get. That type of quality. I didn't have any minimums. I only needed 16 shirts, and they got me 16 shirts at a great price. Very high quality, fast turnarounds, but great customer service. I sent them a design. They said, "We got it. We'll screen print it." And it looks magnificent. So whether or not you got the summer coming up, you need to get some family reunion shirts. If you have a conference coming up, you need to get some materials for a conference, whether it's a bag, whether it's some pens, whatever you need, you can get it from Big Frog right in Mequon. If you have a corporation, you're looking to get some type of polos or some type of thing for your corporation, you can get it at Big Frog. So I'm telling you this right now, for all of your apparel needs, corporate needs, go to Big Frog right in Mequon. They have fast turnarounds, no minimums, and also the great customer service. I'm so excited that I found Big Frog in Mequon, and I want you to be able to have them be your go-to apparel needs. They got you. Whether you have custom t-shirts, they'll take care of it. Whether you have a team that needs to get jerseys, they'll take care of it. They have hands-on designs and personalized service, and they will guide you every step of the way and get your gear looking exactly like you like it. So shop in today at Mequon. Go to Mequon to Big Frog so you can find out all the information you need to find out, or you can go to bigfrog.com/Mequon. That's bigfrog.com/Mequon. Visit Big Frog today. I promise you, you'll love your experience. It is Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace here on the award-winning 1017 The Truth. And I'm talking about the fact that here in the state of Wisconsin, we should be jumping for joy. All right, we got all this surplus money, billions of dollars of surplus money, and Tony Evers negotiated with the top Republicans, and they decided that they're going to send over $1.6 billion worth of that money back to us. It comes in the form of tax relief for the fact that folks who filed their tax returns in 2024 are going to see at least $300 coming back, according to the report, if it is signed into law. In addition to that, they're sending an additional money, $680 million, towards the schools. Our schools are getting additional funding towards special education and also just for the per pupil funding. Y'all cried about it. Districts told, said, "Hey, we got to do all these referendums to stay alive." They said, "We need more money." And that's exactly what the state delivered. And then they're sending more money to technical colleges to help ease the burden of the cost on a taxpayer so it eases our property taxes. I just don't understand why some people are mad about this. 833-212-1017. Like I said, people are saying only $300. Yeah, it's not a lot of money, but it's better than nothing. 833-212-1017. Al in Milwaukee, what are your thoughts on today's conversation?
Well, my thoughts are so what? Because you're going to spend that when you hit a pothole. It sounds like to me they're giving you kibbles and bits. And they said, take this kibbles and bits, B, and shut the F up.
What do you prefer? Do you prefer going starving?
Well, you're never going to starve, but they could have did better. We wouldn't be going through this problem if they wasn't effing up the money at NPS. The same with Cavalier Johnson with an ass about it and gave him a salary increase, okay?
But my whole thing is this. So you're saying is that it doesn't go far enough. The state giving tax relief to everybody doesn't go far enough. So if the Republicans say we're not going to do that, you're just going to say, well, then we ain't going to do nothing?
The Republicans didn't plan on doing nothing anyway.
They did something now.
It's like giving money. It's still kibbles and bits.
I'm
worth more than kibbles and bits.
Well, Al, how about this? Let's agree to this. When you get your $300 rebate check or whatever you want to call it, stimmy check, go ahead and mail it to me. Since you don't want the kibbles and bits,
I'll take it.
I'll take it.
How about this? How about they take that $300 and go buy them some good dope? How about that?
Well, I work. That ain't
good enough for people who work every day.
How are they going to send you the check? So, I mean, you can't, if you're going to send it back to me. All right? I would definitely take Kibbles and Bits. Anybody else that want to give away their Kibbles and Bits?
They can take it and buy them some bad dope. I'll be happy.
Dope costs $300?
Okay.
Well, so, all right. I guess. I mean, I don't.
Have a good one.
What can you, yeah. People act like they can't buy nothing with $300. Am I tripping? Is it me, Brother Z? Is $300 that measly? Like, I know it ain't a lot. Well, if you go to Cuba, you definitely can. I ain't going to talk about that right there. Woo. Still coughing. But yeah, I really just don't understand. Like, I appreciate Al sharing his thoughts because it's an opposing view from mine, so I love to hear it. But I just don't understand why people are saying, like, Al, it's Kibbles and Bits, it's nothing. Okay, yeah, it's nothing, but you're not going to take it? I guess for me, when I look at things, I come from a realistic mindset. And I think about the fact that Democrats in the state of Wisconsin have not been in power in just about 20 years. The majority of my life, many of the folks who are running for governor right now, a lot of them are millennials. A lot of them were teenagers or in their early 20s the last time the Democrats had control of the state capitol, back when Jim Doyle was still the governor of the state of Wisconsin. That was many, many, many years ago. So I don't understand how we can just assume that, oh, you know, we're going to get power in all three chambers and we're going to do what we want to do. Now, I don't live in that world. I agree that working class families and students needed more money. But y'all got to understand, when there's two teams who are creating the rules, you can't just take. You got to give and take. So I say bravo to Tony Evers for understanding that you have to negotiate. Like, you have to. You can't just say, I want all this and think you're going to get it. This is why I don't know. Maybe it's just me. I just feel like people sometimes are more interested in their political side, or people are more interested in winning political talking points than actually getting stuff done. I'm a show me type guy. I really am. I'm not just a guy that wants you to just, go talk. No, I'm a show me type guy. Show me what you're doing. Because talk is cheap. Actions are real. And I feel like we have way too many politicians here in Milwaukee who do a lot of talking. And I feel like we have a lot of politicians on that and the statewide do a lot of talking. Like, I saw some of the people, one of the politicians, I don't know him personally, but as a politician, I don't like him. I don't like him. Chris Larson. I've talked about Chris Larson before. He's part of the reason why I would not vote for Mandela Barnes, because Chris Larson, I think, is one of those fake, phony white liberals who, you know, is a white liberal that focuses on the things that matter to white people and not the things that could help black people. I don't think he's in the game of, you know, progress for blacks. That's just from my perspective. And it comes from the fact that he told Lena she was off her meds one day. And that to me, talking about a black woman who may deal with mental health and saying she's off her meds, I would never forgive you. Others can. That's just the way I roll. You don't do that. And I feel like there's white liberals out there and black folks who are Democrats who would prefer for us to just say, well, I want it my way, and prefer for us to get nothing. Like, Al is a great example of someone who says, I would prefer to get nothing than get Kibbles and Bits in a little. If you ain't going to give me everything I want, don't give me nothing at all. I just don't operate that way. I understand that life is not about getting your way. Like, if you told kids in a classroom saying, no, we're going to do everything Susie want to do, forget what Diane want to do. It's about what Susie want to do. Wouldn't that be messed up? No, it's about compromise. We're told as a kid to share. We're told as a kid to listen. We're told as a kid to be open-minded. Like, that's what we're taught to do. Why is it as adults, when we get into politics, all of a sudden that's something that we just want to erase from our memories, we don't want to do anymore? This is something that should be applauded. The fact that the state of Wisconsin found a way to come together and say, we are going to take this tax dollars, this money, and some of this money is our money that we sent extra for them, and some of it is also revenue that the state made. It's all a big bucket of different things. And they said, we're going to send it back to the people. Somebody said, property taxes keep going. What the heck is $300 going to do? Everybody laughing about the $300. Everybody's laughing about it. I get it. $300 ain't a lot of money. So I guess for y'all on a YouTube, I should have had DJ Brother Z do a poll. Reject your $300. I'm serious. If you don't want $300 and you think it's measly and you think it ain't nothing, you should tell the government. You should mail it back and donate it, or donate it to an organization. That's what I say. Donate it to an organization. If the $300 don't mean nothing to you, it ain't going to help you pay a bill. That's 1 month of the electric bill during the wintertime in the Wallace household. And again, it ain't a lot, but that's 1 month where I ain't got to pay my electric bill and the government giving me more money back. That's the way I look at it. Maybe I'm way too optimistic. Maybe that's my problem, is I'm a glass half full type guy. But when we're talking about the state of education here, we should be excited that special education is getting $300+ million in funding. We should be excited about the fact that we understand right here in the city of Milwaukee the need to be able to fund special education, because we understand there's some of our students who need this additional assistance. So, yes, I'm excited about the funding that they're additionally getting. Yes, I'm excited about the per pupil funding they're additionally getting. Is it enough? No. Do I want it to be more? Absolutely. Do I think we should find ways to be able to generate more revenue in different ways for usage fees, or, you know, even legalizing marijuana? Absolutely. But this is what the reality is. You got to deal with the Republicans that are going to tell you no, no, no. But 833-212-1017. Are you excited about your $300 relief check, or are you like a lot of these other folks in the chat who said they don't want this measly $300? Mello in Milwaukee, what are your thoughts on today's show? Mello in Milwaukee, what are your thoughts on today's show?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, I can, Mello. What are your thoughts?
I think that we should take it while we can get it. I mean, I could take the $300. You think about $300 to $600 to every person, or every person. You got to remember, the people that file taxes get this, not everybody. So, you know, you add that up, that's a lot of people, that's a lot of money. So, like you said, it's better than nothing. I'll take it. But you ain't going to be able to please all of the people all of the time.
That's,
you know that.
That's why
Democrats and Republicans. You can't please everybody. So, if they gave us $5,000, people would still complain. So just take it and be happy with it.
Mello, I appreciate the pragmatic. That's what we need more. We need more pragmatic people. Like, I can't stand people who are selfish, self-centered, and only see the world from their eyes. Yes, I get up here and I give my opinion, and I sometimes state my opinion as is fact.
Bruh.
I mean, but I give you facts, and then I give you my opinion to support it. Not saying I know everything. I just share what I believe. That's what I paid to do. But I just don't understand how people are putting up a pushback to this. This just doesn't make sense to me. Like, you hear Democratic candidates like Francesca Hong and Kelda Royce. David Crowley really didn't say anything negative. He kind of took the high road. But you're seeing some of these Democratic candidates sit here and say this nonsense as if, what if they don't get full control? They're going to be in the same seat. I'd rather us get some wins than get no wins. See, that's why a lot of y'all end up cheering for a losing team. See, some of y'all sound like the folks that was mad about Kamala Harris because she wasn't a perfect candidate. Or some of y'all who was mad about Joe Biden because he couldn't do everything you wanted him to do. Remember when y'all was mad about the fact and blaming Joe Biden? Even though I guess maybe Joe Biden should have just said whatever to the courts. Remember y'all was mad at Joe Biden because he said he's going to relieve your student debt, and then he did it. And then the United States Supreme Court said he can't do it. And y'all got mad at Joe Biden when in reality, if Joe Biden had all the power and control, our student debt would have been relieved up to $20,000 for some, $10,000 for others. Y'all get mad at Joe for it. Like, some of y'all just want to just have it your way. Y'all like Burger King. 833-212-1017. Before we go to break, the Memorial Day sale is going on right now at Steinhoffels. And honestly, y'all, it's the perfect time to get your home ready for the summer. Y'all can save up to 30%. Yeah, you heard that right. 30% off store-wide. Plus, get amazing deals like a beauty sleep mattress for just $399. Plus, they're offering Steinhoffels, peek this, 18 months, 0% financing. Yes, you heard that right. 18 months, 0% financing for your dream, so your dream space is well within reach. Head to Steinhoffels in-store or shop anytime at steinhoffels.com. I'm a big in-store fan, but online I love it because you get to see the whole variety of everything that they have to offer. Don't miss the Memorial Day sale at Steinhoffels, Wisconsin's furniture and mattress leader. When we come back, I'll read your YouTube chats because a lot of y'all got a lot to say on YouTube. I also have your texts. I'll read your texts. You can watch and stream us live on YouTube by going to 1017 The Truth on YouTube. You can give us a like, a share, and a subscribe. I'll also read your texts at 833-212-1017 on the Truth Talking text line. But I'll share my final thoughts and some things that y'all had to say on the other side.
Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace returns after this on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 1017 The Truth on YouTube.
This is Truth to Power on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube.
Life's better when you're covered. With a home and auto policy from American Family Insurance, you're not just buying coverage, you're getting an agent who helps you feel protected and prepared. Someone who understands what you've built and what you are building next. Because when your home and your ride are protected the right way, you're free to focus on your family, your goals, and guess what, Truth Nation? Your future. Insure carefully and dream fearlessly with American Family Insurance. Get a quote or find an agent at amfam.com today. It is Truth to Power here on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. Before we continue on, I saw this thing. Boy, America is so racist. I saw this thing where a radio host during an interview was talking about Hakeem Jeffries and he said, you know, keep your cotton picking hands or get your cotton picking hands to work. And a Republican who's in the House, her name is Jen Keegan. She said, yeah, I agree. Ditto. Like what? Yeah. Like when you hear cotton picking, do they not have like that? Them antennas that's up and say, whoa, I ain't going there. You know how many times on ESPN Wisconsin, they start talking about certain stuff that is related to the white race, and I say, I ain't going there. That ain't got nothing to do with me. I said, that ain't my conversation. I say it all the time. I say, oh, y'all know you ain't getting me in that one. Y'all ain't going to have me call racist. But this white woman, who was a damn representative in the House of Representatives in Virginia, heard somebody say cotton picking hands and say, yeah, I agree. Come on now. Something wrong with these people. Something wrong with them. But 833-212-1017, again, that is the Truth Talking text line. And we're talking about the fact that the state of Wisconsin, Tony Evers and the Republicans in the state of Wisconsin, have agreed to a bipartisan agreement that will send additional $300 per person who filed taxes in 2024 if you are filing jointly with your wife or husband, whatever it is, partner, $600 back. In addition to that, we're going to see additional funding of $300 million going to schools and additional $300 million going towards special education in schools, an additional $50 million going towards technical colleges. And they believe that additional money that is going towards the schools and technical colleges are going to help relieve the burden of property taxes here in the state of Wisconsin that so many of y'all, like myself, complained about. And I wanted to know, 833-212-1017, do you feel like the $300 is enough? Are you happy with it? Daphne said, I will gladly take my $300. Me too. On YouTube, somebody said, property taxes keep going up. What the heck $300 going to do? In addition to that, Alicia said on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube, where you can watch and stream us live, said, nobody is going to turn down a check, but $300 is so minimal. Add another zero to that. Will D on YouTube at 101.7 The Truth on YouTube said, $300 is an increase in the savings account. Hell yeah, I'm happy to get it and willing to take anything they give us. That's what I'm saying. It was $300 I didn't have yesterday. $300 I did not have yesterday. But again, this has been Truth to Power here with Kyle Wallace on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. Tomorrow, Truth Nation, I need some of your ideas. I'm doing a bachelor party. I need some of your ideas. I've talked about other bachelor parties and got myself in some trouble. I guess now it's my turn to talk about my upcoming bachelor party. I'm going to tell y'all where I'm going and some ideas I need and whether or not y'all think I should go to a strip club. Y'all got 24 hours to figure out whether or not Kyle should be getting a lap dance, or that be bad for my marriage. It is Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace. The Tory Lowe Show is up next from 1 to 4. I can't wait to hear y'all feedback tomorrow. Peace out, and I love y'all. Thank you.